Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of the Heaven Bound Family Podcast. Jumpstart number 2420, first written August 27th, 2019. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, love is patient, love is kind, is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. All around me, folks my age are retiring. That question is now being asked of me, how much longer? I don't know if that's a reflection of my age or my preaching. I've long shot past the tag of being a young preacher. I see many young fireballs who are now preaching. They are good, smart, and connecting well with audiences. They are so talented and are finding great ways to reach others, especially through videos. Get them all together and off they go talking about things I do not understand, books I've never heard of, and wonderful insights into God's Word. What I see in these young preachers is an amazing network that I never had when I was their age. They seem to be connected together, and they use each other for ideas and help. When I started preaching, we wrote letters, mailed them, and then we waited and waited for a person to write back. Most of us were dirt poor, and a long-distance phone call was a big deal. I love to see the connections, the interactions, and the network of friendships among them. And all of this takes us to one of those love expressions in our passage today. Love is not jealous. Jealousy can ruin a good thing. It can make one bitter, sour, and just plain hard to be around. Some of us, as we age, get grumpy. Things are not the same, and things are not going back to the way they used to be. They never do. We shop differently. We bank differently today. We have so many tools that make learning easier, faster, and better than ever before. And among us older preachers, if we're not careful, we can join that grumpy crowd and complain about all those young preachers. We need to be the ones who are encouraging them, helping them, and getting out of their way so that the young talents can soar to the heavens. Our old stories and our old ways seems just like that. They're old. Many do not understand them, and telling them over and over leaves the impression that we want to return back to them. Jealousy can ruin any relationship. Put it in the marriage and the fur will fly with accusations, unkind words. Put it in the midst of siblings like Joseph's family and people will quit talking to each other. Put it in the congregation and the backbiting, gossip, and evil suspicions will drive people away. And sprinkle a little jealousy among preachers and one will find out the faults that really are not even there. Jealousy has led to murder. Jealousy has killed marriages. Jealousy has ruined churches. And jealousy can keep our souls from heaven. A person can be jealous of just about anything. Some have better looks. Some have more talent. Some have more money. Some live in bigger homes. Some went to better colleges. Some have better jobs. Jealous is just always about someone having something better than I do. And rather than rejoicing with them, it burns our biscuits. We feel compelled to complain about it. We must tell others about it. We can't sleep because we're so obsessed with it. We think badly toward the other person. We become bitter, angry, and miserable. Jealousy is just a terrible place to be in. So how does one not be jealous? First, understand that God has made each of us uniquely individual. Like fingerprints, each of us have different talents, opportunities, and influences in our lives. No two of us are the same, even from the same family. God doesn't make junk, we do. We are amazing, and we can do things that others cannot. We have been placed here by God in this generation for His purpose. We can make such a difference and do so much good. My dearest friends are preachers. I love listening to them preach. They can bring such great lessons from a very simple passage. There was a time in my life when I listened to them and I felt like giving up. Why try? I could never preach like they do. They were hitting home runs and I was still hitting foul balls. I could look at the same verse that they did and never see what they saw. But I stayed with it. I found what worked for me. And I worked and I worked and I worked hard. I realized that I don't have to be like them. We are not in a contest together. It doesn't matter who's the best. And the very thought of that is what crushes all humility. I found that I could do what I could do. I found a way that touches hearts. I found that I could do what God wants me to do. That took my eye off trying to be like my friends and simply tried to be the best that I could be. Some people are gifted in different ways than we are. No matter how hard you try, some will never look like others. Some are wired differently than others. Some are quiet by nature. There's nothing wrong with that. But to try to change all of us into someone else usually works terribly. In baseball, some hit home runs more than others. What are the others to do? Quit? Complain? Or be thankful that those guys are on your team? Part of jealousy is looking too much at the other person. We feel inferior. What helps is realizing that you have talents and you can do things in a special way. Be you and be the best that you can be. Secondly, rather than being jealous of others, learn from them. This is why I like being around young preachers. They help me. I listen to them. I find out what they're reading. My way of doing things isn't always the best way or the most efficient way or even up to date. When this takes place, instead of being jealous, you admire someone and you become a pupil and learn from them. The jealous heart will keep that from happening. Jealousy will want to destroy the other and not learn from them. Be thankful that people in your life are there to help you and you can imitate them. You don't have to be like them, but you can see what they're doing and you can improve yourself. Thirdly, some of the things we are jealous of are vain and do not matter. A bigger house, a newer car, a designer watch. Why be upset over stuff? Why ruin your attitude, your spirit, and drown yourself in misery over stuff? Someone will always have the newest, fanciest, and best. The latest iPhone, the newest big screen TV, robot lawnmowers. It's great that some of those things can exist, but don't trust them because they have them and you don't. In the end, it's just stuff. Stuff that wears out. Stuff that needs replacing and always need to be updated. There are many things much more important than all this stuff. Relationships, friendships, love, encouragement. Let's not forget about those poor, poor disciples in that first century. Many were slaves and servants, but we look to their faith, their convictions, and here it is with all of our stuff, and we realize that we need to be more like them. Get the right perspective. Keep stuff in its place. Fourth, as a child of God, you have the greatest gift and blessing of all, and that's forgiveness and a relationship with the Lord. There's no price tag on that. There's nothing that can take that away from you except you. Jesus became poor that we might become rich. It's not about 401s, real estate, exotic vacations. It's about faith, conviction, and hope in Christ. We are a people that are headed to heaven. We are heaven bound. Every walking moment of the day, you can talk to God. Anywhere you are, you can talk to God. You can't do that with the president. You can't do that with the CEO of your company. You can't even do that with your family. But with God, you can do that. He's there for you. He's here for you. And he loves you. What have I to be jealous of? What more could I want? We are citizens of heaven. Love, Paul says, is not jealous. Paul wrote this to a church that was jealous about spiritual gifts. Paul's words fit even in today. Love and jealousy cannot exist in the same heart. One will drive out the other. So which will I allow in my heart, love or jealousy? One is of God, and that's love. One is of Satan, and that's jealousy. Both are knocking on the door of your heart, but only one will come in. Your choice. Which will it be? Thank you so much for listening.